Psalm 2, verse 2. The kings of the earth take a stand, and the rulers join together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Do you wonder why so many take a stand against Jesus? Psalm 2 describes the folly and futility of opposing the Almighty God, but self-absorbed sinners still do it. We admit that we have foolishly stood up against the Lord. God's enemies fail to see both his justice over sin and his mercy toward sinners. In his righteousness, God demands payment for sin, but no one could redeem even one soul from his wrath and punishment. No one except the Lord's anointed, Jesus, who met the Father's demand for perfection and paid in full on Calvary. Believing in Jesus as our Savior, we rejoice in his payment for our sin and the forgiveness he earned for us. We pray that many who oppose the Lord will humbly acknowledge his grace and mercy and join us in worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer from There's a Prayer for That. Good Shepherd, friend of sinners, in compassion you reach out to the spiritually lost and wandering. You have graciously gathered me into your fold. Help me to reach out to those who stand against you. Soften their stubborn hearts and draw them by the gospel into your flock. Amen.